Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Real quick before we start the show, just wanted to let you guys know you can get the show 2 days early by joining our Patreon. Even for a buck, you can listen to the show 2 days early. Go to patreon.com/analogtalk and we got a bunch of stuff over there. Check it out and enjoy the episode.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Analog Talk, a film photography podcast. I'm your host, Chris.
I'm Tim.
And today is our 2024 wrap episode.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We're here. We made it.
We're here.
What a year.
Yeah.
Well, first I want to say thank you to everybody who's listening right now and thank you for hanging on with us. I know we've been a little intermittent here with episodes, mostly because I'm now a mother of two. So things have been a little trickier as far as scheduling and things like that. But I want to say to you guys personally, I appreciate you all. And there's no plans for us to go away. Mm-mm. So if you guys get nervous with the in between episodes, just know that we're here, we're working on it, and we've been at it for how many years now, Timothy?
Eight.
Nuh-uh.
No, I think it's eight. Well, wow. It will be eight. Like it wow, when we roll into the.
I was gonna say six. That's crazy.
No, eight. It's insane.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. 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 How many episodes?
Over 200. I think we're at like 202 or 2. This will be like 203. I think. Wow. I think. Don't quote me on it.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are still here and we mm-hmm. appreciate you guys.
Totally.
So much. We got a bunch of questions. I wasn't expecting so many wonderful responses to our, you know, prompt to get questions for this episode. So mm-hmm. we're excited to dive in. I guess we want to start the episode off by kind of talking about our years personally and how it's been in 2024. A little recap for you.
Yeah.
Lots of things have happened. Lots of things haven't happened. Timothy's got a lot of roles of film to develop, calling you out.
Yeah, it's been a very slow year on my developing. I mean, I have freeze. Well, I'll get into it. I'll get into it. Yeah. We should start with you with the new mom of two.
Yeah, so I'm a mom of two. I had baby Noah back in February. Aww. He's almost a year already, which is crazy.
Wow.
So. Yeah,
really?
I know.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay. Crazy. That just hit me hard too, thinking about that.
Time flies, man.
Wow.
Photography wise, it's also that's another reason why the podcast has taken a slight step back is my career has kind of been doing okay, pretty mm-hmm. good. I've been chugging along at all the goals that I've had and had some really amazing opportunities this year. So I don't know. Should I just like spray them out? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to be proud of that stuff.
I don't. I feel so weird, but it's also weird thinking about like having a goal and like meeting them or like following your dreams and like achieving them. It's really crazy. It's really been very exciting, mm-hmm. but I've done a lot of on-set photography and I actually shot my first magazine cover.
Wow.
Magazine called Movie Maker Magazine. I shot Sean Baker, the director, and Mikey Madison. Their film Anora's like got Oscar buzz this year.
Wow,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been good.
Not talk about it. Were you gonna just hold that in?
I don't know. it's weird. I'm not used to being on this side of the mic on our show.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been, I made a post today. Everybody's doing their 2024 like recap. And I said this, like, you don't, when you're like in it, you know, you don't really, like, I spent a lot of time being like, well, I only have this many days. I need this many days. And who, how can I get the rest? And like, everybody else is shooting these people and shooting celebrities. And I want what, like, when you like zoom out and really say like, well, I did this and then I did that. And then like, yeah. I've done this. Like, you really like realize, okay, like, you know, you have to like be, I don't know, like, it's like with anything. We've talked about like looking at other people's work on Instagram or wherever and being like, why not me? But you have to like just focus on what you are doing, you know, and try not to like get in the weeds, which that's actually my New Year's resolution, is to be like more gentle with myself and
yeah, you need
stop
to be
focusing on where I'm not and focus on how far I've come, because
yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah, since I've known you, you've beat yourself up pretty good. So
yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm working
yeah,
on
I don't
it.
Know why, as like, I feel like it's not just like a you thing. I think it's like a lot of people feel that way, where like it's naughty if you congratulate yourself or celebrate, you know, like you have to, like, those wins are, I mean, what you're doing it for, what we're all in it, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you gotta do it. You gotta, I'm glad you spoke up. It's good.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Anything else crazy?
I mean,
any big accomplishments or what do you?
I mean, I shot at Comic-Con. I shot on The Voice.
That's crazy.
So I used to watch The Voice like when it first came out, back when I lived in Connecticut. So that was, you know, the surreal moments, you know. I shot a couple red carpets for Variety, which is really fun. And
that's huge.
I promise y'all I'm working on it.
Man. Oh, yeah. Two. Last thing I'll throw out there that I know you've done is you got to practice zone focus in the coolest city in America. So that's pretty cool. And those shots were great. You did awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I went to school for this stuff, right? So to still be learning how to do stuff 20 years later or like practicing a new craft aspect of it. It's like what keeps it exciting, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll never forget, as like a little kid, my dad said to me, coming from like a music aspect of things, like if you ever stop, like if you think you've mastered your instrument, you're done. Like you're done. Like it's over for you. You're not going to learn anymore. You're not going to grow. Like you always have to be trying to learn. Like that, you always have to be learning. Like I'm upset. That's like my favorite part of art. It's just like riding the next learning high. I love it.
Being,
I'm obsessed.
Being like inspired. I don't know if it's because it's like New Year's resolution time, but I'm like, oh, my goals for 2020. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to like reach out to this person. I want to collab with that person. I want to still being inspired by photography.
Yeah.
This far into the game is like, I don't know. It's the best love affair I've ever had, you know?
It's great.
I mean,
yeah.
Besides, like, my kids and my husband and all that stuff. But you know what I mean? Them too. But it's just to have, like, a passion and to still feel that way about it for so long is, like, I feel very grateful and lucky.
Man, that's awesome. I feel like, you know, the pandemic really, not to keep beating the pandemic wagon, but if that even made sense. But it's like, I feel like that really took the air out of a lot of people. And it's,
totally.
I feel like... It's coming back like a lot, even for me, you know. I realized it probably, man, at the beginning of fall, like after summer, I'm a hard summer person. I don't like the heat. I hate humidity. It's like I have all these grandiose ideas of getting out and, you know, the summer's going to be great. I'm going to take so many photos. And then it's 90 degrees and I'm like, I'm not going outside. You're out of your mind, you know?
Yeah.
So then once that wore off, you know, getting outside, I had gotten this, you know, I'm digging the 4x5 camera out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking again of, it's weird how that, I went into this, just because I shoot rolls of film, I at least shoot a roll of film a week. And I used
to
shoot
a lot
more.
That's more than I.
Yeah. I want to get back into that. Like, well, with film prices, it's kind of hard to justify blowing it on mailboxes and trash cans, as I always say. But it's, I don't know, like this year, like I really came back alive. Like, I'm studying the art of photography again. I'm getting into photo books again.
Yeah.
Going back to photo books. And I mean, as probably everybody who listens to the show, like, I'm completely obsessed with Alex Soth. I'm so, he's like the best teacher. What he teaches on, like, YouTube and his, if you haven't yet, go to his Magnum class. Like, it is just a wealth of knowledge and super inspiring every time I watch it. I'm just like, I think I said it before in the show, it's like skateboarding. When, you know, before you go out and skate, you put a skate video on, you get pumped up, you know, you get all, and like, that's how, I mean, not that I'm like juicing Alex Soth and then, you know, taking the 4x5 out on a 2 mile walk or anything like that, but it's, I feel so much more mentally in it than I have been in a very long time. Like, thinking of what, I don't know, I've just been aimlessly shooting for so long. And again, there's nothing wrong with that because it's really good practice and you do get some good shots, but like putting purpose behind it again is something I'm really, really shooting for this coming year. It's people. Like, I love photographing people. I really do. I miss it, but I keep like harboring on this street photography thing, or like, you know, public portraits or whatever you want to call it. Of, I used to have it so easy, and then I beat myself up for the last like 3 or 4 years about, there's nobody outside so I can't take a portrait type thing. Like, now I've gained relationships though in the last years of where I finally feel like I can call or text or see somebody that I know and like, you know, just start there. Like, if I just like start taking pictures of people again, it's going to snowball, you know, it always does. Like, once you move forward, it keeps going forward. But that's, you saying New Year's resolutions, it's funny. We were all talking about it. It's like, what are your New Year's? It's like, I always make, I feel like we're all guilty of making these huge lists of like these great ideas when it needs to just be little things and maybe put like one or two little big wins on that resolution list. Just shoot more, do more, get this podcast going again.
Yeah, that's on the top of my goals list.
It really shook me when I saw all the questions we got, you know, like for this. It was a rough year, and it's all right though. Like, we have been going pretty hardcore for, like we said, 8 years. So
I still can't believe it's been 8 years. That's insane.
It's insane. But I think that's, I mean, other than like developing film for me, like I really, I went on a thing and re-upped all my chemicals. So I'm good to do black and white again. I'm good to do, boy, did chemicals get expensive too. This stuff's getting crazy with prices. And I don't want to be one of those people. Like, we were always the ones that were like, let's not bitch about it when we, you know, and it's like, I still don't want to bitch about it, but damn, it's expensive. It's not like it was.
I felt guilty asking for Christmas because I was like, oh my God. You know.
I just remember Christmas hauls like years ago, like, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, they were insane. It was like a couple bricks of this, you know, like boxes of Polaroids and stuff. I mean, geez.
Those days are over.
Maybe
they'll be back. Hopefully, I don't know. Keep our fingers crossed, or like a little relief. I also think you need to work on your book.
I have been. I've really put a lot of effort into it. I was thinking about it for a while with the book. I wanted to do like a full retrospect, but that's just too hard. Like, I have probably 100,000 photographs from living in Tennessee for 10 years. So I think it's coming up on February 24th, 2025 is the day that I released Homespun. It was the first zine I ever made. And I want to take some photos out. I rushed. When I made that, I was so excited. I was so, you know, 10 years ago was what, 2015? You know, I was probably about 2 or 3 years into photography and then like film and stuff like that. Zines were becoming popular topic online. So I just wanted to put something together and get it out. And like, I'm still super proud of that project. But to me, it's some of my best work. Like, it's some of my like favorite photographs that I've taken. But it's like, it means so much to me that I want to do it its service. I want to just that little year that it's all like Mamiya RB67 stuff,
yes,
medium format,
yes,
Kodak,
yes,
Tri-X, yes, street portraits, you know, my little landscapes that I always do, but it's, and FP3000B, it's a bunch of that too. So,
oh man, we need it, Timothy. Yeah. It needs to be like a hardcover, nice thing.
It's in my book bag. I have a hardcover dummy of it. If I had my bag, I'd show you, but I have like a hardcover dummy of the book. Like I'm that close to being ready to put it out, you know, like to do it. It's just, it is not cheap to self-publish.
Oh, no.
And I want to go above Blurb. I've always used Blurb.
Right.
I've always been like a trade book Blurb lover.
Right.
But I got a couple reprints of Homespun just so I can like mark them up with pens. And I ripped one apart so I could you know, what's the word where you resequence the whole thing. And the printing was absolutely horrible for it. So I can't, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it, you know, and I'll probably try to find a place and do like 100 or 200, whatever the minimum is for, I'm not Matt Day. I'm not, you know, Willem. I'm not going to be selling a garage full of them. So I got to play it smart and not lose my entire butt on the whole thing. So,
man,
but it's there.
That's like exciting. Yeah. You can like do a show with it.
I'm
you know?
So like, I can't tell you. The bug hit me. I realized that it was 10 years like at the beginning. Well, I realized it a little bit ago where I was like, I got to do something the year up to that and then release something for 10 years. And then it hit me, I think it was like February. It's like, oh man, if I want to do this, like I have a year. So
year.
I got to, because I want to be able to announce it, you know, on the day and it's done. So getting it printed and all that stuff, I mean, it would be like a pre-order if anything, or, you know, it'll be something, but it's my favorite stuff, and it makes me excited, and it makes me want to go shoot portraits and, you know, not hate on all my photos just because they're garage doors, trash cans, mailboxes, weeping willow trees, you know, the whole, but
man, that's exciting. I could just like picturing it, you know, like
I have a lot of it recorded too. So hopefully I can, you know, share the process a little bit. It's funny. With YouTube, we were talking about that just the other day. I have YouTube stuff, and my plan is I'm just going to put them up on our Patreon so they can watch them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel comfortable really sharing them on YouTube.
That's great.
So I have two. One's like a Polaroid video. One's kind of just doing what I do with 35 millimeters. So I'm going to do that at the beginning of the year, kind of give our Patreon something to talk about. But
I like that. I like that as a goal. Timothy.
Yeah, I'm looking. Whatever, I'm really looking forward to it.
Whatever I can do to help you keep your, you know, focus on it.
$10,000 check would help.
Yeah, besides that. Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anything else that?
I don't know.
Goals?
I'm just.
What are your main goals for? We didn't get into your 2025 goals.
Okay, we'll do that. Well, I'll ask you when you ask me. I feel like a broken record when I say I want to join the union, but I'm as close as I've ever been.
Yeah.
So
nothing wrong with that.
30 days away. I have until beginning of May till I start losing days pretty frequently. So hopefully I'll get closer to where that either surpass it by May, like join by May, or get really, really close.
Yeah. You got this.
I feel good about it. The other thing, I was driving today and I was like buzzing with inspiration. I've just like so many, like I want to, you know, I shot that magazine cover and that was like a huge confidence boost. We kind of talked about on the show how I used to like, you know, message bands and like do a whole production and I like lost my confidence for it. So to get back into like doing actual photo shoots, I feel like I say it all the time, but I mean it this time. I was thinking like I want to host a seminar on something. Let me get my phone. I wrote them all down.
Yeah, you're always in the like workshop seminar type
stuff. I love
it.
Love it. It's such a good, not even like, I mean, it's just good for community's sake, you know, just being around people who are doing the same stuff or want to learn the same stuff is like nothing like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got some personal projects I want to do. Shoot large format, record more analog talk episodes. I want to assist for photographers. I want to do more street photography, more like Hasselblad portraits, stuff like that.
Yeah, use that Hassie. Come on.
I love my Hasselblad.
Mm-hmm.
Just to name a few. But yeah, just keep at it. Just keep at it. What about you?
Those are all good. Large format for sure. I really want to break into the portrait. I think I've literally taken 3 portraits with my Toyo since I've had it, and I've had it for probably as long as we've been doing this podcast. So
that's
and not on Instax. I always cheat and do Instax so I can see it. I need to shoot it on film, and I need to develop it. But definitely get that. Get the book done. Get the book ready for being printed, produced, all that jazz. Oh man, there was something else that
develops in film.
Oh man, I probably said it like 20 times already. I have Ziploc bags full of film that need to be done. And then even underneath that, in my fridge, one of my film fridges, I have like a box that just has. And then I found another bunch of rolls of film from back when I was living in Franklin. Like, I have so much stuff, but like, I'm really looking forward to it because it's so fun to go back and see stuff, especially the stuff from like living in Tennessee. I can't. I think I can finally like look at that stuff and not be what am I doing here type situations.
Right.
But this year with the music store that I work at, I got to kind of host a recital, which was really neat. Put together a music recital. So the teachers, you know, had their kids pick out a Christmas song or two. And it was funny, you know, I noticed on our registration forms that there's a box to check that they approve photos being taken of them. Nothing was ever talked about from my boss or anything like that. So, of course, I'm running around with my Leica on my neck. Like, I want to do more stuff like that. I want to get into, because we did it at a retirement home. Not that that would be a place to break into, go into and take photos of old people or something like that. But like, I want to get involved in like communities and take photos of them, because it felt really
cool
like taking pictures of the kids, and then there were residents there that were, you know, clapping along, and I was getting their photos, and it just felt really, I forgot what that was like, because that's what I did when I worked for the Williamson Source. It was like our little internet newspaper that I worked for down there, and I forgot what that was like. It's like, entertainment photography is not the funnest thing, but like doing it for personal reasons is fun.
Yeah.
I'm not like trying to print, like do something for a newsletter or a website, but
that's cool.
Yeah. I would like to, I would like to be more involved with the music students at the store, off topic photography wise. It's just, I love music just as much, and I'm finally done. I'm sure you guys remember me punishing myself of, do I do music? Do I do photography for the longest time? And I watched somebody on YouTube and they were like, you can't punish yourself for, it's all in the same boat. So as long as you're creating, as long as I'm creating, I'm happy. So
yeah,
I think that's,
I wish I had another creative outlet. I'd only have photography. Over the summer, I tried like refurbishing furniture.
Oh, that's fun.
I was like hoping that I got like these 2 little nightstands off the side of the road for free, and I like watched a YouTube video and, you know, and I was hoping that that would grab me, and it didn't. Like, I was just like, no.
That's interesting.
It's a lot of work. I think that's why.
Oh, that's
just, like,
a lot
way
of
too
work.
Much work.
Yeah, yeah. Stripping. I mean, you got 2 kids. Yeah. You're a photographer. You know.
Yeah.
Got to pay attention to your husband every once in a while. And it's.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Like, being an adult and trying to figure it out still is insane. Like, it's insane. I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it. I guess you just got to make time and do it. You just got to do it.
Yeah.
Type situations. But I think that's it. I think that's it for goals for me. I'm pretty content trying to keep it minimal, getting the book done, shooting large format portraits, whatever else falls in the basket.
Recording more analog talk.
Oh, that's just a given. That's number one. Like,
that's
this,
number
this,
one.
This podcast is my heart and soul.
Yeah.
As much as if you see me on a Sunday of editing week, boy, you don't want to be near me on a Sunday of editing week. I know how to curse like a sailor.
Yeah,
I
you're like, why
say
is Chris
I hate everything. And
she sniffles one more time, I'm going to throw this computer.
We've been doing this so long. I don't even have to, like, I know what your waveform looks like of a
Stop.
Sniffle. So
oh my
it's.
God. Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Uh-huh. But yeah, more analog talk for sure. Love
amazing.
This podcast.
Should we take some questions?
Yeah, we should take some questions.
Since we got so many.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
We'll be right back with some listener questions right after these messages from our sponsor. Just wanted to pop in here quick and let you guys know about our Patreon-only Develop and Hang Nights. Now, we've done a bunch of these already. We talk shop, we develop some film, we also try to get former guests for these. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, head over to patreon.com/analogtalk. Patreon is the best way to support the show. Thanks, guys.
I'm just going to rattle one off. Martin C. Wright, do either of you plan on picking up the wide lux when it's finished?
You know, I was actually thinking about that because Jeff shoots it on set. So I was like, oh.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I would love to shoot that on set.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't. We don't have to go down the rabbit hole of like, how much is it going to cost? I can afford it. Like, if somebody, if I happened upon a wide lux, I would shoot it. Would I spend as much money on it? Is it going to be a white whale? I don't know. I have to wait till it comes out.
It's definitely a white whale for me. I really love the wide format like that. And it's such a neat, unique piece of equipment. Like it's got a rolling shutter. You know what I mean? Like it's just so unique. You know, not to harbor on price or anything like that, but it really depends on what it's going to cost and if I'm in a financial area to get into it. But I would love it. I would wrestle like a caribou for one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're cool. Yeah.
Well, real quick, this isn't a question, but Juan Latour, he said, one of my favorite podcasts. Thank you.
Oh, thanks Juan.
Means the world.
For real. This one comes from Not a Mumford.
Perfect.
And they said, Tim, if you could only shoot color forever, what stock? And Chris, only black and white.
Wow, that's tough.
I think I know.
Go for it.
For me, it'd be Tri-X.
Yeah. Legendary Tri-X film.
So good.
So good. That's one of my favorites for sure. Color, for me, I really like 400D CineStill film.
Ooh.
Like, it's up my alley type of film.
I don't shoot enough of that film, to be honest.
When I kind of slightly, I always slightly underexpose my film, I think. I don't do it on purpose. I just think that's how it goes with me. And that color stock really fits my thing when I'm out there. It gets kind of grungy. I don't think it's meant to be grungy, but it gets kind of grungy. So yeah, CineStill 400K.
I wasn't expecting that. That's a good answer.
Really? I like 800 too. 800T is the jam. Lomography 800. I mean, it goes on and on, but if I had to pick, it would be 400D right now.
Good answer.
This question really cracked me up. It's Jonathan Allen Photography. He said, what is your anti-white whale, the camera you arbor and want removed from the world?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Well, I mean, I said in the past that it was the Hasselblad panoramic camera.
Oh, X-Pan.
X-Pan.
You really have beef with that.
I mean, I did. And then I was thinking about the other day, I'm like, what's my problem with that camera? I don't really remember why I didn't like it that much. I don't know. There's cameras that I know I don't need. And I would say that would be probably one of them. But I don't know if there's anything I would want to erase from the universe. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty harsh. That's a harsh. I had so many problems with it when I had it. It's a camera that I've had so many of them and every one ends up like breaking, but it's one of those like absolute legendary cameras. Like, please don't hate me for saying this, but any of the Canon QL 17, 19, 20, they just have, I've had so many and spent a fortune on them. Yeah. Like, I'm probably like $700-$800 deep in Canonettes throughout the years, and they all have like a sticky, broken something, yeah, and it's a real bummer. So I hate to boot that because it's so many people's favorite camera. It's, yeah, one of my favorite cameras. I can't believe I'm even saying it, but I don't know. That's the only one I can think of where I've been like, I literally threw one and smashed it because I was so mad.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But
dang. I sold mine this year.
Did you? The black one?
So no, the silver one. The black one's not really working. I don't want to sell it and be like, your problem now.
Yeah. Well, if, as long as you're like real with it, then, you know, give somebody. There's a lot of people out there fixing stuff now.
Yeah. We'll talk about this because the next question that I saw comes from Raphael, and he said, a year with the M6, Chris, did you finally cure your gas? And speaking of, like, that's why I sold the Canonet, because I was like, I will never pick this up.
Yeah.
You know? And
why? When you have, you know, a superior...
Yeah. I mean, I guess why would... Obviously, yeah. So what's the point of them sitting on my shelf? It's like, mm-hmm, do I sell it all and keep the mains? Or, you know, I'm still in, like... I don't know, like just talking about selling the Canonet, I'm like, damn, why did I sell it? I don't know why. Yeah. I'm like, I get so attached. Now it's rough. Cure my gas completely? Probably not. I feel like there's always like, oh, if I want to get into large format, I should get a better large format 4x5, you know? Like, and then there's Leica lenses. I just picked up 28 Elmerit.
Uh-huh.
That is pretty fantastic. So I don't know. I feel like that's part of it, right? Like being excited about the gear too.
And I think it gets so much hate too, like being like a gearhead. There's people, you see it on like Reddit and stuff, like, it's not about the gear. And it's like, no, it's not. But the gear is like beautiful. It's a lot of fun to play around with if you're like a tinker or like techie or, you know, like gear's fun. Stop the hate. Like,
I will say, to answer Raphael's question, the M6 has been the camera that I don't quite like look at my shelf and be like, what should I take today? It's always, I'm just going to bring the M6. I'm just going to bring this. I mean, and the point shoe and the Hasselblad. Those are my three. if I had a desert island, I would need three. I don't know if I can answer that question.
No.
If somebody asked me that question.
Yeah.
But like, do I get rid of the rest? I don't know. I can't. It's like, what do? You know?
I personally, what I've done in the last couple of years, I've just weeded out things that I know, like I was keeping them because they were cool and like I was never going to use them. I never had that like click with them. If you don't have that like spark or...
Right. The spark. I like that.
Yeah. I think it's worth letting go of. I think it's worth...
Does it give you butterflies anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not getting like butterflies and tingles, then it's... And it's worth some money, like especially now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let it go.
Buy some film.
Berdan 051, what is your most used camera? Will that camera change in 2025? I'm going to say it's the M7. It's like Chris said, I leave the house, I throw it on. It's always with me. It's always in my bag. I'm making a frame almost every day. So will that change? Hopefully, because I made a vow earlier that I was going to work on shooting 4x5. So hopefully it's the Toyo that wins the trophy next year.
Okay, so I sort of just answered this. If it has been my M6. Yeah, I feel like I should have more to say about it, but it just feels right, especially with the new lens. It just you know, it's the reason why it's the legendary one. I don't know.
Do you think it'll change in 2025?
I don't know. I definitely don't want to like pigeonhole myself with that. Like, that being said, I don't want to... I was looking at some photos I shot over the 4th of July with my Elon, my Canon Elon 7NE, that takes all the Canon glass.
Yeah.
And those have like, those have a characteristic to them too that I really like.
That
so,
L glass. Mm.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, I don't think that'll it's not going to take the place of the Leica, but I definitely want to also pick other things up.
Yeah.
Too.
Throw that in the rotation.
Yeah. If they're going to sit on my shelf, you might as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Trying to rapid fire some of these because I know we've already been going. We're at 38 minutes, I think. That's what it says.
On New Year's Eve, guys. This is our New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve, guys. Man, Image MC, what do you wish most for the film community in 2025? I like that. It's very wholesome.
That's a great question. I love when we all get together. I love Policons. I love beers and camera meetups. It's been hard for me to get to them lately because of busy life. But
yeah.
I love when we all get together, and I hope for more of that. As far as like community goes, I think that's one of the best parts of it all, is all of the friends we made. Yeah, I mean, I think that's my answer for that one. More
yeah.
community
no,
stuff.
No, that's great. I think it's just, you know, I heard Kodak was like gearing their machines down and stuff. Mm. I hope they get the new parts or new machines so we don't lose any more film stocks.
Right.
And I hope it means, I don't honestly think film prices will ever go back to the way they were. I think it is what it is now. It's right. a very niche thing, which is, I'm okay with it, you know, but I, of course, miss the days of filling up the refrigerator with massive amounts of film. So, but I just hope that we don't lose any more films. I can't wait for Polaroid. I heard they're manufacturing another building or maybe another machine
oh, wow.
or something. I've heard rumors of that. I'm not as up on my film, you know, news as I used to be,
yeah.
but I just hope, you know, that keeps going forward. More new cameras. You know, we got a bunch
yeah.
of new cameras this year,
yeah,
which is
yeah,
insane.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I just hope that stuff, I mean, I think we all just need to deal with the prices and keep, instead of buying like 30-year-old cameras, 40-year-old cameras, let's hope there's some more new stuff.
Yeah. And let's try to not be so crabby about
yeah, stop being
when
crabby.
They come out.
Let's be happy,
let's
everybody.
Let's just be happy and excited.
Mm-hmm. I do want to mention real quick, Vanessa Photo Project, former guest, she said, where do we speculate the future of film photography to look like in 100 years from now? I don't even know if we'll all be here in 100 years from now. So it's not looking
God,
good.
Jesus.
sorry. I didn't mean
the
to get all...
The world's not going
to
end. No.
No, I know. But I won't be here. So I don't
yeah,
know
Yeah, you won't have to... We don't have to worry about it. Where
no.
where will the film... Well, do you mean like...
It says, what do we speculate the future of film photography to look
yeah.
like in 100 years
I hope,
from now?
I hope it's still thriving, and I hope there's still a huge community.
Oh, that would be amazing. But it's
yeah.
probably going to be the Planet of the Apes, where
no.
you know, they're like digging up, you know, relics in the caves, and it's damn you, and it's just a big like negative being held up into the sun.
No, but. I hope it's still here, like truthfully, because to think
100
about
years.
How old is photography in the first place? Is it
I believe over, like early 1900s, late 1800s? So
yeah.
not that old, honestly.
Yeah, I hope the resurgence is still keeping it alive. I hope.
Yeah,
I
they're still shooting on like IMAX film and stuff for the movies.
Yeah, I'll just say one more time. Thank you guys for hanging with us. I didn't realize we had a big meeting about the podcast a few days ago, and I hadn't mm-hmm. even realized it was only 10 episodes that we put out. So
10.
we appreciate you all for hanging in more than you know.
Yeah.
Just the response to those questions, you know, and everybody who still signed up for the print exchange. Like, we are grateful that you guys are still here. Know that we are not going anywhere, like I mentioned in the beginning, and we'll be back. We have plans. So
yes, we do.
Stay tuned. Yeah. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for this week's episode. Like we were saying in the show, we appreciate you guys so much for listening. It still blows our minds all the time that we have people that actually listen to this show and that enjoy it. it's amazing. Hope you guys have a safe and happy new year. We will do better with episodes. We're coming up with a plan to make this a little easier on us, and we're pumped. We're fired up again. I'll throw in the little Patreon thing. If you support the show, you can get it early for $1 or $2, $1 or $2. We also do our Patreon-only develop and hang nights, and there's a bunch of stuff in the archive. Again, for the Patreons that support the show, we do not know what we would do without you. We greatly appreciate each and every single one of you. I did mention in this episode that I'll be throwing up some videos on the Patreon, so keep an eye out for those. I will be getting those up. I just got a couple little editing tweaks to finish up, and then they'll be up on the Patreon. You guys can watch those. Again, thanks so much from Chris and I. We love you guys, and we'll see you real soon with some new episodes. All right, later.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.